Thank you, God. Before you can be seated for a moment. Before we pray some more, and I love to pray, I want to read some scripture. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter number 10, and verse number 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. So prayer went first, right? Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves." So tonight we are going to pray for the harvest. And we're going to pray for laborers for the harvest. For the harvest is already. We don't have to pray, "Lord, prepare the harvest." Because the harvest is already there. Jesus said, don't say 4 months and then comes harvest. He said, lift up your eyes and look upon the fields, for they are white unto harvest. So tonight we're going to pray for laborers for the harvest. I love this passage of scripture. The Bible says in, here's the New Living Translation, "The Lord now chose 72 other disciples and sent them ahead in pairs," I like that, "to all the towns and places he planned to visit. These were his instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord, who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. Now go and remember that I'm sending you out as lambs among wolves." Here's what the Message Bible says. "Later the master selected 70 and sent them ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he intended to go. He gave them this charge." What a huge harvest. "And how few the harvest hands. So on your knees, ask the God of the harvest to send harvest hands. On your way, but be careful. This is hazardous work. You're like lambs in a wolf pack." I like the Voice translation that says this. "The Lord then recruited and deployed," I like that. "The Lord recruited and deployed 70 more disciples. He sent them ahead in teams of two to visit all the towns and settlements between them and Jerusalem. This is what he ordered. He said, there's a great harvest waiting in the fields, but there aren't many good workers to harvest it. Pray," what'd he say? "Pray that the harvest master will send out good workers to the fields." He said, it's time for you 70 to go. "I'm sending you out armed with vulnerability." And that word vulnerability means susceptible to physical or emotional attack or harm. He said, "I'm sending you out armed with the possibility of physical or emotional attack or harm. Like lambs walking into a pack of wolves." Now somebody said, "Well, what if I go out and I get persecuted?" I want to read a little bit from some letters that, just a few excerpts, from some letters that one of my spiritual sons, who was here last November, or a year ago November, he came and preached in this church. Philip picked him up at our house. It was the last time I saw Stephen, a man that I gave a prophetic word over in 1990. But he said to me, he said, greetings to you from Bangalore, India. He said, it is estimated 200 million Christians around the world are facing varying degrees of persecution. 200 million. He said, India is the largest democracy in the world. Seven states now have anti-conversion laws, which means you better, if you witness, you'll be in prison. Now, that's why we must declare that the harvest is ready, because I don't know of anybody that's being in prison for going out witnessing in Fort Worth, but in India tonight, they are. In fact, 200 million Christians around the world are being persecuted tonight for the sake of the gospel. Many of them being imprisoned or being beheaded for the cause. He said, seven states now have anti-conversion laws which are being increasingly used by Hindu ultra-nationalists to harass Christians. In the media, reports of threats against pastors, false arrests, beatings, and even several thousand have been murdered in recent months and weeks, persecuted and tortured for the sake of Christ. In the state of Karnataka, Bangalore City being the capital, here where I live, within the last month, hundreds of churches have been attacked and burnt down by Bajrang Dal activists. Thousands of believers and key leaders have been arrested and tortured for the sake of the gospel. That's why Jesus said, I'm going to send you out as sheep among wolves, and you must be vulnerable, susceptible to persecution, susceptible to physical or emotional harm. I'm sending you out because the harvest is truly plentiful. And so we are living in a city where the gates are open to tell the people about Jesus. And some people may smirk or spit or curse you or slam the door. But you must remember that there are 200 million Christians around the world who are pulling for you. So Stephen writes, he's in heaven tonight, but he said a total of 1.23 billion people live in India. That's where his passion is. He said India's population is 80% Hindu. He said since 1972, the ministry, Cornerstone Ministry, that I know this church helps support, has been sharing the gospel to the unreached teeming millions by using gospel literature in 20 languages. We have covered systematically the state of southern Andhra Pradesh and the state of Tamil Nadu and the state of Karnataka, and it took 17 years continuously visiting and preaching, sharing the good news of Jesus. He said, with my own hands, I baptized 100,000 Hindus and Muslim converts in my lifetime. Now is the time. And we must pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers. And we can, if we can pray boldly tonight, say, Lord, how about me? With a prophet, he said, here am I, Lord, send me. You know, nothing really started happening significantly. I was sharing that with the people in Baytown, Texas last week. Nothing significant really happened to me until, first of all, I started praying. But prayer is not just the means to an end. I started praying. I responded to the call to prayer in February of 1966. And my church was going out soul winning. And they were actually going on the streets of Wichita Falls, Texas, and preaching every Saturday night. But I said to them, I'm on staff at a radio station, and I really can't really be biased in my religions. But once I started praying, God began to speak to me about the lost. And it wasn't long before I joined the other people on the streets of Wichita Falls, Texas, preaching, sharing the good news, and it's been burning in my heart ever since. Hallelujah. And so I believe that Jesus declared in his word that I want you to go out. So he sent out the 70, and I believe it was an organized thing when he sent them out, two by two. But then things got so radical in Acts chapter 8 when Philip went down to Samaria and he began to preach that the city came to know Jesus, turned the city upside down. The Bible said the people went everywhere preaching. And that word preaching is also means testifying. They went everywhere preaching and testifying. Hallelujah. That means we just testify everywhere we go. I was in a restaurant not too long ago with a couple of my friends, and we got to talking about Jesus. These guys are really radical because I love to work with radical people. And all of a sudden, one of these guys stood up in this steakhouse and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention?" And I thought, oh my God, we're going to be thrown in jail. He said, "I want to share with all of you here in this restaurant today, I want to share the good news of Jesus Christ." And I was thinking, I've never seen nothing like this. And he shared, and the owners didn't come to shut him down. It was just like everybody stopped eating as he shared about Jesus. And then he said, "I want to give everyone an opportunity to get saved." And he gave the plan of salvation. And the lady that was waiting on us, the waitress, she said, "I want to get saved." So there were some persecuted looks there at Steve that day, but we got to talking about Jesus and something burned within him. The two men on the road to Emmaus that walked with Jesus, they said, "Did not our hearts burn within us as we walked with him?" So I declare in the name of Jesus that God, I concur and bear witness with what Pastor Bob Nichols saying, that I believe this church is in the midst of a great revival. It's in the midst of a revival, and you may know it or not know it. But I'm here to prophesy tonight that God is sending a national revival, and I am declaring that Calvary Cathedral is a key player. The great revival that lasted 4 or 5 years at Brownsville Church, Pensacola, Florida, started out with them sending out a video of one 17-year-old young lady under the power of God and what God was doing, and people begin to come. And I just declare by the Holy Ghost, if this church will send out what you showed Sunday morning, what God is doing in this place, put it on every media outlet that you can possibly do, people will come and will be trained for the harvest. Hallelujah. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying the same words that he spoke to me in 1992 when I was walking around the parking lot of the hotel that Gene and I were staying at in 1992 in Fort Worth, when he said to me, now is the time to pay off the church, to burn the mortgage. And I went, I said to the pastor, Pastor Bob Nichols, I've heard from God today. Can I obey God? And he said, go ahead. And so I just declared, now is the time to pay off this church on Fifth Street in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. And somebody started running down the aisle with a check. I thought they were going to attack me. I was praying, Lord, help me now. But they ran down with a check and people began to come. And I still have the video. I saw just the other day a video of us burning the mortgage. My former pastor, Pastor Bob Nichols, former pastor, Carl Alcorn, we were standing on the stage burning the mortgage and something broke. Hallelujah. So I am repeating, because history does repeat itself. I'm repeating the prophetic words tonight concerning this house, that now is the time to tell the nation about what God is doing in the revival in Fort Worth. For I've been declaring now for some time that Fort Worth, Texas is the revival capital of the world. Hallelujah. So you are going out and winning people, 19,000 plus. I don't know if you've hit 20,000 yet or not. 19,000 plus. But you, like the four lepers, cannot keep this to yourself. We cannot keep this to ourselves. We must tell the nation what God is doing in Fort Worth, Texas, and how we have won thousands of people, somewhere now around 20,000 people. And if we will tell them, they will come. In fact, I was just talking to a pastor on the way to church tonight. And he said to me, we're already preparing to bring a busload of workers to Calvary Cathedral to learn how to win souls. Because I'm getting the word out and somebody needs to join me. Because now is the time to tell people whose heart burns with evangelism to come to Fort Worth, go out soul winning, two by two, hallelujah, and take it back to your church, because now is the time. We must have a national revival in America. Now is the time. Now is the time. Hallelujah. And I see intercessors gathering as people go out. I see intercession going on for those that are going out. And the names of the people that are going out are on a sheet of paper. And I see groups of intercessors walking around in this place, crying out to God and interceding for those going out, praying and interceding while they witness the prayer is going up. Hallelujah. I declare that it's time for an expansion of what God is doing in the power tower and has been doing since 1995. It's time to expand. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to enlarge what God is doing in this house. Now is the time. So we're going to pray tonight. Hallelujah. Johnny, here is Johnny. Faithful Johnny, my friend for so long. He's going to play a little come to prayer meeting right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. And we're going to pray for laborers. The harvest is ready. We're going to pray for laborers. Come, please help me pray. All you prayers, all you intercessors tonight. Now listen to me. We need to be specific in our prayers. We don't just need to pray in generalities. When we say the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers, that's not just labors at Calvary Cathedral. I'm talking about labors in Houston, in Dallas, in Los Angeles, in Podunk Center, Michigan. Hallelujah. We need to pray for laborers that will come from Texas Christian University and North Texas State University and Dallas Baptist University and the University of Houston and the University of Colorado and San Francisco University. I've been invited by a friend of mine who serves in the United States Congress. He's invited me to come to D.C. and pray with him and some others. And I'm going to go in a few weeks. And I'm going to tell them when I get there about what God's doing in Fort Worth, Texas. In fact, I'm telling people. I've got it on Twitter. I've got it on Facebook. And we need to spread the word. If anybody is on Twitter, Facebook, you have internet mailing, you do emails, you need to get the word out about what God is doing in the revival in Fort Worth, Texas. Has anybody ever heard of such a thing? So they're going to come from the north and from the south and from the east and from the west. And I've been prophesying for the past 3 years that the next revival in America is not coming inside the church, it's coming outside of the church, in the streets of the city. It's coming out there. So let's pray for laborers. Let's pray. Help me pray. Come on, lift your hands and lift your voice. Lift your voice with me, church. I pray, church, Lord, we pray for laborers. Send forth laborers into the harvest field of America, this nation, oh God. We need you, God. We need you, God. We need you now. Now is the time. Now. Que atare mandara bakota la briandere be sere briandere mene. Mori mendri briete la briandere be sere briandere briye. E bandara mandate nana mandara briandara briandere briete la be sere briandere briye. Tere betola briete la be sere briandere briete la briandere briete la briye. Hallelujah. Lord, give us a passion for the lost. God, give us a passion for the lost. Tibriana Mandola Brieta, passion for people that do not know you, Jesus. Kemoria Mandel Sara Bricola Mandola Brique, Minamandola Bricota La Brieta, Rebusera Brieta, Rebrienda. Give us boldness. Kiribrienda, Rebusera Brienda, Rebriye. I want us to pray tonight that all timidity, intimidation would be broken in our lives. I marveled when I was watching, because you know I'm a basketball fan, and I was watching the national championship game on Monday night, and one of the players from the national championship team, Louisville, when they started to interview him, the first thing he said was, on national television with millions of people watching, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bold. Bold. On national television, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed. The harvest is ready. The harvest is plenteous. Come here, young man. I've not met you. What is your name? You're Troy. Lord, I pray for Troy, man of great compassion. I lay my hands on him now. Thank you, God, for sending Troy to this house, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that he'll multiply himself across America, raising up prayer leaders, soul winners, hallelujah, and sending them to different places in this nation. I lay my hands on him and thank you for this young man of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Marian spirit. May his heart burn within him for the lost of this nation in Fort Worth, Texas, and many other cities all across America. America, 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 America. Hear the Holy Ghost saying, Troy, I put America, I put Fort Worth in your heart, but I put this nation in your heart. And many will come from different parts of the land, and you will lay hands on them, and there shall be an impartation of that passion to win souls. And I lay my hands on you. Release that tonight in Jesus' name. Sedabrite, minasiri briana mando, mandere brisikara bricora mandara briete. Hallelujah. Now is the time. Kabate. Subri ite eramando ribe ite. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kibote la mandere sebrete. Mandere brisikobotai. The harvest is ready. Sidabriana mando. And can we tell America? Can we tell this nation? Can one church in Fort Worth, Texas really make a difference in a nation? We can. If we will not keep what God is doing to ourselves, but if we will tell everybody and send the video out. You can put it on my website. Hallelujah. Calvary Cathedral International, grand total since September 20th. Soul winners, 1,654 that have gone out. Souls saved, 20,075. Hallelujah. So when I get home tonight, on my Twitter, on my Facebook, because I know I've got at least 5,000, on my fan page, all of it, I'm going to put how many people have been saved at Calvary Cathedral since last September the 20th. And I challenge everybody. Huh? Everybody to tell what God is doing in Fort Worth, Texas. Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. And if they say, well, I don't understand, you can just say, well, come and see. Hallelujah. So I'm inviting soul winners from all over America tonight to come and see, receive an impartation, because there's a revival going on in Fort Worth. Hallelujah. Kiboshe. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's a what? He's a what? He is the Savior. I want to thank my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. How many people are we believing for to get saved? A thousand a week? How many more weeks we have in this year? 38? So we're believing for 38 more souls at least, but it's got to be more than that because this thing is snowballing. It's gaining momentum. Hallelujah. Kebrandai. Let's pray the Lord of the harvest. We must have revival in America. We must have a spiritual awakening. People need the Lord. They need the Lord. Help me pray. The Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. Laborers in Maine. Laborers in New York City. Laborers in Miami, Florida. Laborers in Atlanta, Georgia. Hallelujah. We're expanding tonight. Hallelujah. We're talking about a nation. Yes, Lord. The harvest is ready. It's ready now. Now. Karamando rebikita rabosata. Listen to me. Last Monday night in Baytown, Texas, they asked me just to keep going there, but I need to make a move, just a short move. But I just I contacted Charlie Pryor on Monday, and I said, would you like to share a little bit tonight over the telephone? So I told the people I'm going to do something I can't remember doing, maybe two or three times, I don't remember. But I'm going to have somebody to share on the telephone. So I put the telephone by the microphone. And Charlie Pryor talked about what God was doing in this house, shared his testimony. And I'm telling you, people just started streaming to the front, got on their faces. And the next night, I talked about what we did at Calvary Cathedral back in the revival in 94, how people started sharing their testimonies. And then we just started recording the testimonies. Other people would go out and just read testimonies, and the glory of God would come. So we just had testimonies last Tuesday night, and some of the most incredible testimonies I've ever heard of deliverance from all sorts of stuff. And people just testified one after another, and the glory of God just came. But it all broke loose by one man on a telephone from Fort Worth, Texas, all the way down to the Gulf Coast, sharing what God was doing at Calvary Cathedral. Has anybody ever heard of such a thing? I've been in full-time ministry 46 years. I've never heard of anything like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there's a revival going on, Pastor. The greatest revival. You say, well, I don't see that much happening inside. No. The revival is, this is just reporting what God is doing in here. I mean, the revival is out there, and we're coming back here and sharing the testimonies. And it's catching on. Eboshele, glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the fire of God. Hallelujah. John said, one is coming after me who's mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. He said, I'm fanning the flame. Let's fan the flame tonight. Let it spread from the north to the south, to the east, to the west, all the way to D.C. Hallelujah. 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 And I'm prophesying that scores of people in this house will be on the telephone with churches across America telling what God is doing in Fort Worth, Texas, and people will be on their faces as a result of a telephone conversation. Glory to God. Kibrisi kite. Do you believe it, evangelist? Kamando risikite, fire of God. Mando risiki, brondo sutu. Fire. Kure brianda. Temana mandara bosera batala batala briete. Kabatala basikete rebesikete. Come here. Bring the young lady with you. Fire of God upon you, young man. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Young lady, I see you leading. I see you leading hundreds of young people in prayer. Just standing up, leading like I am right now. In the name of Jesus, let there be an impartation now. Fire of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for some more people right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't want prayer, just back off, because I'm fixing to go down the line, lay hands on some people right now. Fire of God upon my pastor. So, the best days, The best, I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Pastor, the best of the best. Hallelujah. These are the best of the best. Just when Satan thought he had you corralled, hey, you're breaking out on the right and breaking out on the left. Manamando ribi, manda suturite, sukuturite site, sikututu sikite, carabriana mandora briate, caramandora briata rabaso, siribriana mandara briate, siribriandra briate, seramando.